No, he was calm. I mean, you know, he hadn't been in that situation a ton, but, you know, actually the last couple of games when we've been bagged up, he's done a great job of executing the plays that we had and making sure we were in good spots.
Brad, your guys used to playing deep into January around here. Can you kind of talk about this team today compared to where it was a couple weeks ago?
No, I mean, you know what, we're in good. The thing is we always want to be in control of our own faith, and we are. And the key is just going out there and win, you know, because we're in a playoff race. We started last week. You know, it's already the playoffs for us. And so far, guys have stepped up and done a good job. We had a lot of distractions with the holidays and the snow and all that. But you know what? A lot of guys said, you know what, we don't care. We're going to find a way to get it done.
Did you think, though, a couple weeks ago when things were looking kind of dire, you lost three in a row at home, which is, you know, never happens around here?
Yeah, this is true. But you know, the thing is, that's why you play 16 games. That's all you're guaranteed. And it's how you play in November, December, unless you play in January. And so far, you know, the last couple of games have been W's, and that's all that matters. I mean, stats are going to come into play at some point in time, but right now it's about the win.
Is Cutler surprising at this point?
Do what?
Is Cutler surprising?
No. He doesn't surprise me because that's why they draft him as high as they did. I mean, the guy, you know, he's basically taking what he did in college and he took it to the next level, and he's doing the same types of things, man. And he's, like I said, every game I've seen him get better as far as with his just his whole mannerism, everything in the huddle, in and out of the huddle, getting the tempo, getting us in a certain rhythm. And on that drive, we were in a certain rhythm. And when we're in that rhythm, he's in that rhythm. So, and we all should adjust to him instead of having him adjust to all of us. And he's done a good job of leading us.
Did you have any qualms? I mean, I know you said you thought he'd hit the ground running, but you got a rookie quarterback coming into this kind of situation. Were there any qualms just because it hadn't been through?
What do you mean?
Coming in.
What does qualm mean?
Reservations.
Concerns.
Do I have any concerns?
Did you when he came in? I mean, like, you replaced a veteran guy.
And I mean, no. The thing is eventually the guy's going to have to play. It's just a matter of when. And Mike decided to do it when he did it. You know, and the rest of us, we don't have any say. So it's not really for us to sit there and second guess our coach. You know, the thing is when you're out there on the football field, you have to work with whoever you have out there. It doesn't matter if the guy's played 20 years or he's played one. You know, the thing is, you got to work with that guy, and I think we're doing some things that play to his strengths, and he's done a good job with it.
Is he kind of as poised as you've seen from him? I mean, just in terms of, like, he seems very serious.
The thing is, he's a quarterback. They're always kind of quirky anyway. All of them are kind of quirky. But you know what? You have to be. You got to know where everybody's going all the time. And you got to know what the defense is doing every snap. You know, be able to protect yourself, be able to protect the ball. At the same time, you got to take the snap and run the play. You know, so they have a lot of things going on. So they kind of have to be kind of reserved and stay within their moment. You know, and it's up to the rest of us to adjust to them. And I think, you know, each and every week we've done a better job of adjusting to Jay. And he's done a good job of finding a way to get us in the end zone.
What was the biggest difference was in the second half of the running game?
That was it. We ran the ball a lot better. You know, and the thing is I think the guys up front took it kind of personal. The fact that we didn't have the ball, we weren't running the ball the way we were capable of doing it. And that was what opened up the rest of the game. You know, coming off, you know, on the 1 yard line, and, you know, Mike pops it for like 11 yards. You know, that's up front. That's all it is because everybody's stacked in there trying to stop us. And, you know, he ran the ball well. Tatum came back, you know, after his little miscue, he came back and ran the ball well. And that's the key, you know, just find a way to move the sticks and stay on the football field.
Is it fair to compare Jay to
Don't do that. Don't even, I didn't even try to answer that question. That's not fair. It's not fair to either one of them, trust me.
Rod, it's amazing Rich's teamwork all the time. How impressed and proud are you with the way this offense put together that 14-play, 99-yard drive when, you know, that might be the biggest drive of your season?
You know, the thing is, man, this group has just really have done a good job of just rallying around each other. This whole week we've had to rally around each other, you know, with, you know, everybody get caught up in the holidays and things like that can be a big distraction for a lot of guys. And then the weather didn't help us at all. It shut the whole city down. But you know what? We had to go to work. And we did a lot of it mentally. A lot of our work was mental, but the guys stepped up and did a good job. And that's all three phases. It just wasn't offense. I think our defense had four, maybe five turnovers. And so those guys going out there playing at that level, you know, because that was a playoff game for us. And every game we play the rest of the year is a playoff game. And if you can find guys that just say, you know what, I'm tired, I'm beat up, I'm sore from the first 14, but it's not going to stop me from getting it done for you guys today. And that's what we had a lot of guys do.
How ironic and maybe poetic is it that the blizzard shut down basically the entire city for days on end, yet it's the snow that may have cost them that extra point.
The snow came along at the right time, I guess. You know, the thing is, it's, I think there's definitely a higher power involved in that one. And, you know, definitely, you know, my heart goes out to Mr. Boland. You know, he lost his mom this past week. And she's a very dear lady to this franchise. I've been here a long time and, you know, got a chance to meet her and hang out with her a little bit, you know, at some of the functions we've had. And it's been very hard for him, you know, and that's one of those things that can really can weigh on an organization. But he didn't let it weigh on us, you know, and he gave us all the confidence in the world to go out there and win it for her. And, you know, it's just hard because, you know, she's a big, huge part of this family, you know, and I feel like I'm a part of her family. So, you know, we had a huge loss, but at the same time, we found a way to go get it done for her. And I think she really helped us out with that extra point.
Rod, you seem the same here today, you know, as you did when you had one of those seven catch 100-yard games that you've had in the past.
What's the difference? The W. That's all I care about. You know, I think you were the one who gave me the stats about starts and wins. That's what I care about, is winning football games. And if we can win the game, I'm okay with it.
I'm going to assume you're the type of guy that sometimes takes work home with you. How much easier is it to have this holiday with the win, knowing you have one more step to go?
You know what? The thing is, for right now, honestly, it's over. The game is over. We've done what we came to do. And, you know, we get 2 days off, kind of get to relax a little bit, you know, and go back to work. You know, to me, I'm already thinking about the next one. You know, what can I do different or better, you know, to keep us on track for what we're doing and where we're trying to go? You know, because it's a lot of hours and, you know, as they say, blood, sweat, and tears went into this season. And that means the off season, the preseason, camp, and all that stuff is on the line each and every week for us. And, you know, you don't want to go out, you know, on a sour note, period, you know. And so, you know, you want to know that all that work is paying off. And so far, you know, we put ourselves in a good position to keep playing, you know, because every time if we win the next one, we get another one, you know, and that's the only way it works until basically you can get four after that, then it's pretty much you're the champ. And that's what our goal is. It's always been our goal. So the object is to keep moving, keep going forward. And like I said, it's a long year, but at the same time, we've had guys say, you know what, I'm going to give you everything I got. And that's all you can ask for.
Thanks for Merry Christmas. Yeah.
What?
Were you watching when they missed every point?
What do you mean without watching? I told him. I knew he was going to miss it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a higher power involved, I'm telling you. I knew he was going to miss it.
So you were watching. You weren't even surprised when he missed it?
No. I didn't even get excited because I already expected it. Honestly, I did.
What are the lottery numbers this week? If you knew that already, I mean, might as well give me some information I can use.
Hey, you got to give me half. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I can, if we had to split it with everybody, I can't tell you.